My first name is Steven. I'm 18 years old. Today's date is October 3rd of 2018. I'm speaking with Dan. We're both students at Calvin College. And we're recording in Grand Rapids, Michigan at Calvin College.
Okay. How would your friends and family describe you?
I think a lot of my friends and family would describe me as, like, really friendly and always willing to help someone and extremely kind. I always usually try to go out of my way to help someone that some people normally wouldn't go help.
Okay. Next question. How and when did you first hear about college, either at home or at school or at church or, like, somewhere else? What did they say or show?
I don't know. College is just something I always kind of grew up with. My dad's a doctor, so obviously there was stuff with that. I've always seen, like, his degrees. But my brother's also 10 and a half years older than me. So at, like, the age of 8, my brother was packing up and ready to go to college. Whereas I don't think a lot of kids are exposed to that, and there's some whose parents don't often go to college. So I've always just been kind of around that environment, and I've always known people a lot older than me going into college. So I've been thinking about going to college since I've been young, what college I want to go to, why I want to go, where I want to go, and for what reasons.
Cool. Okay. What is your family's history with college?
So as I referenced earlier, my dad did go to college. He's a podiatric surgeon, so he had a lot of time in school. And then my mom dropped out of school and went back when I was probably around 14 or 15 years old and got her degree. And then my brother also graduated from college as well.
Cool. All right. How does your family feel about going to college, about you going to college and specifically?
I think my family's always just kind of viewed it as, like, a necessity. While some families think that you can always go into, like, blue-collar jobs, my family just kind of always looked at me and realized that I was an intelligent kid, and they've always pushed me to go to college, and they always told me that they'd, you know, pay for my college. I never had to worry about paying for it, which I think is a lot of college kids' first big problems, is how are they going to pay for it, and, like, what, how are they going to pay even just for basic necessities, which is something I've never had to worry about, like, just even thinking about.
Cool. Who was the most important influence in you making it into college?
I really gotta say my dad, just because of, like, the success I've seen he had. You know, I always hear stories about when he was in college, before I was born, and, like, how they were always struggling. My mom had to work a full-time job while he was in school, and then in summers he was out working jobs just to get by in the city of Chicago. And then now I look at, like, where we're at, and we've never had to worry about money in my life. There's never one scenario where my parents have ever had to, they've had to worry about money. They've always just been able to have it, and that's just because of the hard work he's had from college.
All right. That's good. Why did you choose Calvin College?
I personally chose Calvin because my parents went here, so I knew I was going to be able to get scholarships from here. But also because I felt like Calvin was always contacting me through every step. I applied to here in UIC in downtown Chicago. And UIC, I got one letter saying that they've received my application, or I think it was an email even. And then they just didn't talk to me. And I think 3 or 4 weeks after I submitted it, I just kind of wanted to know where I was in the process. And they didn't send me anything, email me, telling me where I was in the steps. And I eventually just started calling them, like, once a week just to see where I was. And the answer was always the same of just, you know, you're being decided in the engineering department. You're being decided in the engineering department. I just got kind of fed up with it. Well, Calvin, I called them after 5 or 6 weeks of not hearing anything, or, like, still having stuff mailed to me. And they said, oh, you should be receiving your financial aid package in the mail early next week. I get home from school, open up the mailbox, and I had something from Calvin College there.
Right.
And through that time, they've always were sending me stuff, and we were always talking at Calvin.
That's good. How does your faith impact your learning?
I don't think there really is, because I try to separate my learning from my faith. And that's just coming from like a public high school in Chicago or outside of Chicago. Mm-hmm. It was always weird because you'd almost be criticized for being a Christian. So if you didn't make those, if you didn't just separate yourself while you were at school from being religious, you were going to get criticized for it, and there's a lot going to happen to you. Maybe not necessarily from a teacher standpoint, but definitely from a student standpoint, at least. So just from that, I had to separate myself.
Okay. What are your passions areas and how does that connect to what you are learning?
I don't know. I've always really enjoyed math and like kind of building and like learning how things work. Even from a young age, I'd be taking apart like Nerf guns just to see how they work, even if mm-hmm. I couldn't get them back together. And it was always like that. And I've always, you know, tried to dissect things. During high school, I got really into computers because that was something that was always a mystery to me. Mm-hmm. And then I went through high school and kind of figured out, oh, this is how computers work and here's what everything does. And it doesn't always necessarily mean taking everything apart and trying to put it back together. It's just trying to learn more and expand my knowledge about stuff. And the same thing goes for, like, I also really like to help people. From a young age, I always would go to, like, homeless shelters and help people out. And I think that just kind of going, because I'm going into the engineering field, it's always helped me, like, help me envision that, because I think that, yeah, you're trying to get a monetary gain off of it, you're still trying to help those around you who are in need of help.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good. What are your goals for college?
I do really want to graduate in 4 years. That's something no one in my family has done yet, or the ones who've gone to college, they've all taken at least 1 year off. Just because of different financial reasons or personal reasons, they had to take off of school. And I think I've kind of set myself up for success just with high school and with my family and coming to Calvin. I have everything I need within a 10-mile radius. So I really want to see if I can graduate within 4 years. And then, if possible, maybe go to grad school or go straight into the workforce.
Pretty good. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
I really don't know yet because I think it's just so open-ended. I don't even know like what discipline of engineering I really want to go into yet. And I know there's a lot of jobs like down in Dallas. I've looked for a little bit. Grand Rapids, there's jobs in Chicago. And those are kind of like the areas I want to stay in, is either go down to Dallas, stay in Grand Rapids, or move back to Chicago.
Okay. What are the most important lessons you have learned in college thus far?
We haven't been in college that long, but I think definitely time management's a big one. Especially, like, I played football in high school for all 4 years, and time management wasn't as necessary just because of the way it was set up. Mm-hmm. But I think in college, like, I'm playing rugby, which is only 3 days a week for practice and then one game. It's a lot. I have a lot more on my plate just through schooling, so I find myself having school usually take precedent more in like sports than I did in high school at all.
How do you want to be remembered at Calvin?
I think I kind of want to be like a prime example of like a good Christian college student. You know, I've always heard that in college you have to balance school and work with fun, which is something I've been trying to do. Just because I don't want to be bogged down in college. Like, I don't want to be remember every day of college just me with my nose in my textbook. And that's something that like I'm trying to work on a little bit, is trying to find that like 50-50. Mm-hmm. Just because with everything on my plate right now, it's been a little bit stressful. Okay,
what are some of the biggest hurdles you might need to face to be successful in college?
I definitely think like trying to manage living, like having my parents and all of my close family in Chicago and then my extended family out in Zealand, like it's gonna be hard trying to balance that because a lot of my family in Zealand still wants to see me and still be a big part of my life. Mm-hmm. But they all have younger kids and they all have events they have to go into the weekend, and it's hard for me to pull myself away from college for 2 or 3 hours while I just go drive out to Zealand, hang out with my family, and then drive back for another half hour. And the same thing was goes with like living in Chicago. I just can't go home on the weekends and just see my college high school friends, or my high school friends and like my parents. It has to be an event for me to come down, because it's still close enough where if there's ever an emergency, I can get down quick. But it's just far enough away where it's not, oh, I'm just going to go home for the weekend really quick.
Mm-hmm. Where are you most proud of so far at Calvin or in college?
I just think, like, not becoming homesick, because while, like, the weather is pretty close to Chicago, it's just the entire attitude is completely shifted. Even, like, living in the suburbs of Chicago, it's just the, the climate and, like, the type of people at Calvin and just in the Grand Rapids area is just completely different than Chicago. Like, I'll walk into just a normal store, like a Walgreens or a Meijer or something, and they'll 90% of the time be there, someone to greet me. While in Chicago, that may be 40 to 50% of the time, someone's there to greet me and say hello and actually seem genuine in a lot of the responses.
All right. Well, thanks, Steven.